All right. It is 9:30. I will go ahead and call us to order in our capacity as Drainage District Trustees as we receive the engineer's report on Drainage District Number 20. You want a micro? We're recording this. Is that right?
Yes.
Microphone, and then give us the report. Ken, how are you today?
Good. Sunny day again. Yeah, you have the report in front of you. I think probably the first place to look is the drainage district plat. I didn't bring a big one, so if you could look to this page here first to see where the district is, tell you a little bit about it. Just northeast of town here, a little ways, the whole thing initiated by a landowner request for an investigation into an issue where the West Fork or West Main tile of Drainage District 20 crosses underneath the Union Pacific Railroad. There is that tile is plugged underneath that portion of the tile. Looking into that further, there's sediment that has been deposited on the east side where there's some culverts through the railroad. The end of the tile main where it empties into the open ditch has eroded over top of that tile, and that tile has essentially disappeared or washed downstream some. The open ditch has eroded into the embankment of the Union Pacific Railroad, has encroached onto their property, and generally causing issues there. There are some pictures on page 3 of the report that maybe shows that a little better. One on page 3 shows the three surface culverts for surface drainage. You can see the large amounts of sediment there, some erosion at the end of the culvert. Figure 3 on the next page shows the encroachment into the embankment of the Union Pacific Railroad. About all we have for pictures, I guess. But so those are generally the issues. There's a lot of trees along the open ditch. The open ditch is meandered. It needs to be straightened and cleaned. And we initially thought this would be somewhat simple thing, you know, fix the tile underneath the railroad. Looking into it, it has turned into more than that. Looked at the capacities of the whole district. We found the capacity of the whole district is drastically undersized, has a 1/8-inch coefficient of drainage, meaning 1/8 inch of water will be, if a 1/8 inch rain, or if a 1 inch rain falls, it would take 8 days for that 1 inch rain to be carried away theoretically by the tile. That's again is assuming everything. There's not disjointed joints and the tile isn't filled with soil and those types of things. Again, the district, the records indicate that the right-of-way has not been established specifically on this open ditch portion. This report establishes that as 80 feet wide. Typically, again, from the top of bank plus an average top of bank width plus 20 feet on each side is how we have established that. That's what would been have required when the original during original construction. This district is somewhat similar to joint DD1 in that there's an original plat that shows the district to go farther south than what these people are being assessed. However, looking at in the district files further, we find that it specifically states that the district will start, I think it's like 40 feet west and 33 feet south of the crossing of the railroad with that roadway of what's now 220th Street. So that is the difference between joint DD1 and this. In joint DD1, we didn't have that where it specifically stated that. We didn't have that information. This one, however, does. In spite of that, though, even though it starts there, there is water on the south side of that roadway that travels north to get to the very lower portion of that open ditch on the north side of the road. So there are portions of, although they, again, use a very small part of the open ditch, those portions in the red on the south are using a part of that open ditch, as well as you can see on the plat, those other red areas that are outside the current assessment boundary. That, again, the dashed dark line is the current assessment boundary. Those are the parcels that are being assessed. The watershed is our red line, so the difference between those are shaded in red. And those would be the assessed, proposed annex acres. Amounts to about 6% of the total watershed. The total watershed was originally, was originally 3,038 acres are currently assessed. The area within the red boundary on the plat is 3,236 acres. Proposed work. We're looking at, we're proposing three options for repair and improvement or and or improvement. The first option, again, shown on the next sheet, it's called work repair, right after the district plat, amount to a clean out and clearing and grubbing of the open ditch of the West Fork. I didn't fully describe this. There is a West Fork of this district and an East Fork. Okay. They join together very at the very bottom of the district. There's a short portion of the East Fork that is open ditch, and the primary most of it is in the West Fork. We're cleaning and extending that open ditch a little bit in to where the end of the tile is. We're then replacing that existing tile with a 24-inch. The existing is 22, I believe. And then underneath the railroad, we would jack and bore, rather than jack and bore 24-inch, we thought we'd upsize it for the for any potential improvements in the future to a 42-inch. To bring it to the half-inch drainage coefficient.
So it would go from a 22 to a 42 to a 24.
Correct.
Okay.
Underneath the railroad would be a 42. That is just the repair. Okay. The next op, and due to the some recent lawsuits, a tile. The railroad lawsuits with the railroad, they have determined that a tile is not their responsibilities. The railroads do not have to replace a tile in their right-of-way. However, culverts, they do. they are responsible for culverts. So, mm-hmm. option two, as an improvement, again, just to the lower portion, I am proposing the open ditch to be extended all the way from the southernmost portion of the district to the west side of the railroad. That would be require an 84-inch culvert, essentially a steel casing pipe that would be jack and board underneath the railroad, and then a drop structure placed just on the west side of the railroad to improve that portion of the tile and open ditch. That would bring the open ditch away from the right-of-way of the railroad. It would replace a large portion of what would be normally a larger size tile. Digging is relatively inexpensive compared to the larger size tiles. It would place that open ditch along the farthest western portion of the Lounsbury property, an area that they have a surface drain anyhow that I don't think will affect their operation much, and I hope they won't have any significant objections to
that. So this open ditch would basically go where they have an existing grassway surface drain?
In generally, you can see on the photo there, their grassway goes a little bit farther away, and then it comes back in, so it meanders around our ditch. We would propose to be straight to not follow that meander.
And is he farming anything currently to the west of that grassway?
There was just a little bit. I would say it's 3-4 acres of that on the west side of that grass waterway that I believe he was farming. Looked like from aerial photos, anyhow.
Tell me, Kent, what does the law tell us about how close we can put an open ditch to the railroad right away?
And I don't think the law tells us anything on that.
Okay.
I don't believe that the railroad would like an open ditch in there right away. I think they would have an issue with that, as would any secondary road system as well. We try and stay outside of their right-of-ways to provide, you know, separation.
Right, but we could get close to their right-of-way. We could have the edge of the ditch just adjacent to their right-of-way.
We can stay as close as possible, yes.
Okay. Then would they be responsible for the culvert at this point, or would they be responsible for future repairs to the culvert?
They would be responsible for the culvert at this point as well as future repairs to that culvert. But only that portion within their right-of-way. Again, only that 84-inch, and we've assumed that culvert would go 100 feet, with their right-of-way being 100 feet wide. At this point, we've estimated just 100 feet.
So if we simply say that we're going to an open ditch in this area, then automatically that culvert becomes their responsibility.
Absolutely. They likely would, but we're doing the same thing in another district in Cerro Gordo and Floyd counties as well. The law reads very clear, and however, I would recommend the help of a drainage attorney in that regard, and I think just having an attorney send a letter to them stating, you know, what we plan to do along with a copy of our report, notifying them of the plans and their responsibilities, I think would go a long way. I think the Union Pacific, in my experiences, has been one of the better ones to work with. That's good, but again, it's a railroad. The next, moving on quickly to the third option, is a full improvement to the whole district, replacing the open ditch, approving the open ditch, much the same as in option two, but then improving the tile mains and the branches for both the West Fork and the East Fork to obtain the half-inch drainage coefficient. There is a sub-district up in the northeast corner of Farnold, an area of Farnold, the town where there's a drainage, sub-drainage district 20A. There is a small area outside there, area that we've determined should be annexed into 20 as well, that currently isn't. Again, we're recommending reclassification of this district. Currently, it is on one schedule, especially since we have two mains. That is very inequitable. Familiar with the reclassification process. I'm not going to go into that in very much more depth. The next interesting thing is, okay, I have tile capacities in Appendix B. There you can see the West Fork and the East Fork are far less than the half-inch drainage coefficient. Those highlighted in yellow are less than 50% of the half-inch drainage coefficient. Next, you come upon the cost estimates. For option one, again, was the repair of the lower portion of the West Fork, primarily the West Fork, and a little bit of that East Fork open ditch. It was total project cost of $583,000. That cost would go partially to the West Fork, assuming reclassification, and a portion would go to the East Fork as well. So we have some average cost based on those acres at the very bottom. Option two, interestingly enough, is less as an improvement. Of the lower portion is far less than the option one cost. Option two is $492,000 versus $583,000, so approximately $91,000-$92,000 cheaper for an improvement that brings the capacity to the half-inch drainage coefficient for that lower portion only of the West Fork. However, the average cost per acre for the West Fork would be $212. The average cost for the East Fork would be $58. Because, of course, that the portion of that within the right-of-way is now paid in option two is paid for in division two for to the railroad. That's to the railroad and everything.
So it's basically $100,000 that we save by the railroad putting in the culvert, but us putting making it all open ditch.
Yes.
Okay.
So for that reason, that option makes a lot of sense to me. Again, there's going to be complications working with the railroad no matter what you do, and I think this one makes the most sense to the landowners. The other option is option three. I think
you really want to talk about option three?
Well, yeah, it's there.
All right.
It shows. Yeah, the cost cost for the West Fork is fairly reasonable, $900 an acre. The East Fork has a substantial cost just because. The tile is longer, it kind of goes along, and their watershed of that East Fork is smaller, so their costs go up, unfortunately. There are landowners that recognize the benefits to drainage that are willing to pay these costs, and these are typical costs per acre. It's not unusual to have an $1,100 to $1,500 an acre for a main to be constructed.
How, Darren, what are we finding out in this area? How is it draining? I understand it's only an eighth of an inch coefficient, but does it stay wet out there? Or are we having lots of issues?
It's hard to tell because of the river blockage.
But that's the railroad crossing,
yeah.
Right? So that's up at the top of the district.
No, it's more towards the bottom.
Let's stay here.
It's one at the north end. We actually fixed that one about 10 years ago. The work at the railroad for the tile, they actually paid for it. Things have changed since then. So that is a new crossing. The one at the south is the one that got blocked.
The one all the way at the southern tip of the district?
It's if you look on the plat, it's at right at the 34. Our 34 actually covers that crossing.
There's section number 34.
Section 34 on the plat.
Yeah, okay, so right at section, so what I'm suggesting is the ground to the west of the railroad tracks would be impacted by what we do. The ground to the east of the railroad crossing, granted it's not great right now, it's only an eighth of an inch coefficient, but it wouldn't be impacted by whatever we do with the railroad crossing. And then my other question is, it looks like this open ditch then crosses the railroad track again right at the southern tip of the...
Yes.
Yeah.
So that one's fine. Okay.
So basically, what are we propose? At the end of the day, what are we proposing here? We take this information. Do we move forward?
Your next steps.
Or do we have an open public hearing?
Your next steps would be today tentatively approve and accept this report.
Right.
And here we need to set the hearing date at least 40 days from today.
Okay.
And we would then again notify the landowners individually and with public notification.
Mm-hmm.
We would notify those landowners. We don't have to notify those that are proposed to be annexed, but as a courtesy, typically do that.
Yeah, plus that it makes the meetings more fun.
Yes. Always keeps things interesting.
Yeah.
I would suggest an additional step in this case is, Paul, probably that you and I go have a conversation with Ray. Since talking about moving to an open ditch, I don't want the first time that he hears about that we want to put an open ditch along his on his property when he gets a notification from us.
Right.
If that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Darren, maybe you'd go with us on that one.
Yeah. I just have one more thing.
Yes.
Darren, come speak into the microphone just so we have it.
You mentioned up in Fernald, there's a north-south tile. Did you say that was already in a sub-district?
Yes, sub-district 28.
Okay. There's an issue in town. I'd like to resolve, if we're having a hearing anyway, resolve that at the same time with a tree and... We probably need to put some non-perforated solid tile through there to take care of the city drainage issue. And we can, even if we don't reclassify, we could still take care of that as a sub-district issue then, right?
Yes. At this hearing? Or what? Is it a minor repair?
Yeah, it's just 50 feet or 100 foot of...
The landowner who doesn't want to give up a tree, but the tree's causing all the problems.
We could talk about that then, but that's something minor.
It would be a combined Richland 20, Richland 20A hearing then instead of just one district.
Okay. I just wanted to make you aware of that. That's a little issue, but I'd like to resolve it, especially if we're having a hearing anyway.
Yeah, it certainly would be a good time to discuss that.
Stephen, you walked in at exactly the right time. Are you ready to take on the Union Pacific?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good.
Favorite.
Absolutely. All right, well, we're setting you up then. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, any further discussion before I take a motion to accept the engineer's report and to set the wheels in motion for the public hearing?
Are you anticipating contacting an attorney then to help Is it be the county attorney? Or
I'm anticipating visiting with our county attorney and letting our county attorney give us some advice on whether this is something we need to go to outside counsel for.
Okay.
And I'd love to have you as part of that conversation.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to accept the engineer's report and set the public hearing for whatever date would be appropriate. You have to wait 40 days.
At least 40 days from now.
Yes, well, find a date.
Do we have to find a date and a place?
Nobody is available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
I will second the motion.
Further discussion. Kent, anything else we need to think about this morning?
I believe that should generally take care of it, unless you guys have any other questions.
All right. Thank you for your work on this.
You betcha.
Toot.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Engineer report is accepted, and we'll move forward. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a great one.
Holy gee, I broke out into a sweat. Thanks for...